Welcome to Business Revision with Your Tutor, the podcast that gets you exam ready, one topic at a time. I'm your host, and today we're diving into one of the most important and most frequently examined topics in your GCSE business course, the interdependent nature of business. Whether you're sitting your exams in a few weeks or just starting your revision, this episode is going to help you understand how every part of a business connects and why that matters enormously in the exam hall. So grab your revision notes, maybe a highlighter, and let's get into it. What is interdependence in business? Let's start with the big idea. A business is not made up of separate, isolated departments that work independently of each other. Instead, think of a business like a human body. Your heart, lungs, brain, and muscles all have different jobs, but they all rely on each other to keep you alive and functioning. If your heart stops working, your brain suffers. If your lungs fail, your muscles can't work. The same is true in business. The four main functional areas of a business are operations, finance, marketing, and human resources, often shortened to HR. And these four areas are deeply, constantly interdependent. Every decision made in one area has a knock-on effect on the others. Let me give you a real-world example. Imagine a clothing retailer decides to launch a major new marketing campaign, a big social media push, TV adverts, influencer partnerships. Exciting stuff. But what happens next? Demand for their products increases. That means operations needs to produce more stock, which means they need more raw materials and more production time. Finance needs to fund all of this, the marketing spend, the extra materials, possibly overtime pay for workers. And human resources might need to recruit more staff or arrange training to handle the increased workload. One decision, a marketing campaign, ripples through every single department. That is, interdependence in action. Examiners love this topic because it tests whether you can think across the whole specification, not just one area. So when you see a question that asks you to analyze a business decision, always ask yourself, which other departments does this affect? Now let's look at each of the four areas and understand what they do, and crucially, how they connect to the others. Operations is about how a business actually makes its products or delivers its services. It covers production methods, quality control, supply chain management, and efficiency. Operations depends on finance to provide the budget for equipment, raw materials, and technology. It depends on HR to ensure there are enough skilled workers to run the production process. And it depends on marketing to tell it what customers want so it can produce the right products in the right quantities. Finance is the lifeblood of the business. Without money, nothing else can happen. The finance function manages income, costs, profit, cash flow, and investment. Finance is affected by every other department. If marketing overspends on a campaign, finance feels it. If operations has a quality problem and products are returned, finance takes the hit. If HR recruits too many staff, wage costs rise and profit falls. Finance also provides the data that helps the whole business make better decisions, things like break-even analysis, profit and loss accounts, and cash flow forecasts. Marketing is about understanding customers and communicating value. It covers market research, the marketing mix, that's product, price, place, and promotion, and customer relationships. Marketing tells operations what to produce and in what quantities. It tells finance how much revenue to expect, and it works with HR to ensure the sales team has the right skills and motivation to deliver results. Human resources manages the people in the business. Recruitment, training, performance management, pay and rewards, and employee well-being all fall under HR. HR supports every other department. Without the right people, operations can't function, marketing can't sell, and finance can't be managed. HR decisions about pay and training have direct financial implications, and the quality of staff directly affects the quality of products and customer service. Now let's think about how interdependence shapes business decision-making. This is where the exam marks really are. When a business makes a strategic decision, whether to expand into a new market, launch a new product, cut costs, or change its pricing strategy, it cannot make that decision in isolation. It must consider the impact across all four functional areas. Let's take a specific example. A business decides to cut its prices to compete with a rival. Sounds simple, right? But think about the chain of consequences. Lower prices mean lower revenue per unit sold. Finance needs to check whether the business can still cover its costs and make a profit. This links to break-even analysis. To maintain profit, operations might need to reduce costs, perhaps by switching to cheaper suppliers or changing production methods. This might affect quality, which marketing then has to manage in terms of customer perception. And if production methods change, HR might need to retrain workers or even make redundancies, which has both financial and ethical implications. This is exactly the kind of multi-layered analysis that earns top marks in the exam. Examiners are looking for candidates who can trace a decision through the business and show how it affects multiple functional areas. The command words to watch for are analyze and evaluate. These are your signal to think across departments. Let's move on to risk and reward, another key theme in this topic. Every business decision involves an element of risk. Risk is the possibility that things won't go as planned. Reward is the potential benefit, usually profit, growth, or competitive advantage, that comes from taking that risk. The key principle is this. Generally, higher risk comes with the potential for higher reward. A business that plays it safe, sticking to existing products, existing markets, existing methods, faces less risk, but also limits its growth potential. A business that innovates, expands into new markets, or invests heavily in new technology takes on more risk. But if it succeeds, the rewards can be enormous. Think about a small bakery deciding whether to open a second branch. The risks include the cost of the new premises, the possibility that the new location won't attract enough customers, the challenge of managing two sites, and the financial strain if cash flow becomes tight. The rewards include increased revenue, greater brand awareness, economies of scale, and long-term business growth. Examiners want you to weigh both sides. Don't just list risks or just list rewards. Analyze them. Consider the context of the business. A large, cash-rich business can absorb more risk than a small startup. A business in a stable market faces different risks than one in a rapidly changing industry. When answering evaluation questions on risk and reward, always consider the size and financial strength of the business, the market conditions, the quality of the information available to the decision maker, and the objectives of the business. Now let's talk about financial data, because this is where quantitative analysis comes in, and it's a key skill the examiners are testing. Businesses use financial information to measure performance and guide decisions. The main financial documents and tools you need to know are profit and loss accounts, cash flow forecasts, balance sheets, and financial ratios. A profit and loss account shows whether a business is making money. Revenue minus costs equals profit. If costs exceed revenue, the business makes a loss. Simple in theory, but the implications are complex. A business might have high revenue but low profit because its costs are too high. This tells operations to look at efficiency, tells HR to review staffing levels, and tells finance to scrutinize every expense. Cash flow is different from profit. A business can be profitable but still run out of cash. For example, if customers are slow to pay their invoices, cash flow forecasts help businesses plan ahead and avoid running out of money. This is especially important for businesses that are growing rapidly because growth often requires significant upfront investment before the rewards come in. Financial ratios help businesses compare their performance over time or against competitors. Gross profit margin, net profit margin, and return on investment are all ratios that examiners may ask you to calculate and interpret. The key exam skill here is interpretation, not just calculating a number, but explaining what it means and what the business should do about it. If gross profit margin has fallen, why might that be? Could it be rising raw material costs? Increased competition forcing prices down? A change in the product mix? And what should the business do? Cut costs, raise prices, or find new efficiencies. Also remember, financial data is quantitative, it's numbers. But businesses also use qualitative data, things like customer feedback, employee surveys, and brand reputation. The best business decisions combine both. Examiners will credit you for recognizing the limitations of purely financial analysis. Right, let's get into exam technique. This is where you can really gain marks or lose them. First, the most common mistake: treating business functions as separate topics. Students who write about marketing without mentioning finance or discuss operations without linking to HR are missing the whole point of this topic. Every answer should show connections between departments. Second mistake, being too vague. Saying the business will make more profit is not enough. You need to explain how and why. If the business reduces its unit costs through economies of scale, its gross profit margin will increase, which gives finance more resources to invest in future growth. That's the kind of developed reasoning that earns marks. Third mistake, ignoring context. Always read the case study carefully. Is this a small business or a large one? Is it in a competitive market? Is it growing or struggling? Your analysis must be relevant to the specific business in the question. Now for command words. Describe means give two or three clear features with supporting detail. No analysis needed. Explain means give a reason and develop it. Use the phrase, this means that to force yourself to go deeper. Analyze means trace the impact through the business, showing cause and effect. Evaluate or justify means weigh up different factors, consider both sides, and reach a clear supported judgment. For longer questions worth 9 or 12 marks, structure is everything. Use a clear introduction that sets up your argument. Develop two or three well-explained points, include a counterargument, and end with a conclusion that directly answers the question. Don't just summarize, make a judgment. Time for a quick-fire quiz. I'll ask the question, give you a few seconds to think, then give you the answer. Ready? Question one, name the four main functional areas of a business. Think about it. The answer is operations, finance, marketing, and human resources. Question two, what is the difference between profit and cash flow? Think about it. Profit is revenue minus costs. Cash flow is the movement of money in and out of the business. A business can be profitable but still have cash flow problems. Question three, what does a cash flow forecast show? Think about it. It shows the expected inflows and outflows of cash over a future period, helping the business plan ahead and avoid running out of money. Question four, give one example of how a marketing decision can affect the finance function. Think about it. For example, a large advertising campaign increases marketing costs, which reduces profit unless revenue increases sufficiently to cover the extra spend. Question five, what is meant by risk in a business context? Think about it. Risk is the possibility that a business decision will not achieve the desired outcome. For example, a new product launch might fail to attract customers, resulting in a financial loss. How did you do? If you got all five, brilliant, you're well on your way. If you struggled with any of them, go back to your notes and make sure those definitions are locked in. Let's bring it all together. The interdependent nature of business is fundamentally about understanding that no part of a business operates in isolation. Operations, finance, marketing, and human resources are constantly influencing each other. Every business decision, from launching a new product to cutting costs to expanding into a new market, has ripple effects across all four functional areas. To do well in the exam, you need to show connections between departments in every answer, use financial data to support your arguments, weigh up risk and reward in context, and always reach a clear, justified conclusion in evaluation questions. Remember the golden rule. The examiner is looking for candidates who can think like a business owner, someone who understands the whole picture, not just one piece of the puzzle. You've got this. Keep revising, keep practicing past papers, and remember, every mark you earn in the exam is a mark you've worked for. Good luck, and I'll see you in the next episode.